Why'd you stick around this long and if it's the whiskey? Why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Attorney General Pam Bondi talks to ABC News about today's arrest by the FBI inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse of Judge Hannah Dugan, accused of misdirecting federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant they wanted to arrest.
Doesn't matter who you are. No one can harbor them, not even a judge. We do believe in the rule of law, and not even a judge is above the law.
Her attorney says they expect the judge to be exonerated. A former Dona County, New Mexico District Judge Joel Cano was arrested along with his wife, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on their property. He denies knowing they were part of a gang. Former Congressman George Santos today sentenced by a federal judge in New York to over 7 years in prison. He pleaded guilty to fraud and identity theft. At the altar of confession in St. Peter's Basilica, the rite of the closing of the coffin of Pope Francis took place ahead of tomorrow's funeral. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Please remember that it is Wisconsin state law that you must stop for a school bus. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website, a vehicle approaching a stopped school bus with its flashing red warning lights activated must stop not less than 20 feet from the bus and remain stopped until the bus continues motion or the operator turns the warning lights off. Failure to do so could result in a fine between $500 and $1,000. Please remember to pay attention as you're driving, and that your increased vigilance could help prevent a tragedy. May 10th, beginning at noon at Bobbers on the Lake, there's a benefit to support Bobby in her fight with cancer. There's going to be 50-50 drawings, basket raffles, karaoke, food, and refreshments. If you cannot attend but would still like to help, donations can be made at Double D's in Butternut or Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th, beginning at noon over at Bobbers on the Lake. The weather is warming up, and soon we'll be seeing more ticks. They're already active, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is asking you to mail them in. Here's Melissa Kay.
This is the second year of the Tick Inventory via Citizen Science, a.k.a. TICS. This is an effort to identify the ticks that are being found in Wisconsin. Researchers will use the information to assess the risks of encountering a tick-borne disease, also who is being exposed and diagnosed with these tick-borne diseases. Last year, over 6,000 ticks were sent in from nearly every county in Wisconsin. More than 70% were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were the deer or black-legged tick. Deer ticks have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. Their smaller size increases the difficulty of finding them and the importance of checking for ticks after being in wooded or brushy areas. The Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. Previously, these ticks were found in warmer climates, but are now being spotted here. They spread diseases such as Alpha-Gal syndrome, also known as the meat allergy, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You can request your tick collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org or by calling 715-389-7796.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, I knew it was an opportunity, each team. When the Packers came, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room. And I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game weekend series. NBA playoffs. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Five Surf Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a nice day with a high in the low 60s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, maybe a shower late, high upper 50s to 60. There could be some strong storms Monday. Right now it's 43.
98Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
George Strait, Check Yes or No. Starting the 4 o'clock hour with the afternoon show on 98Q Country. That means football at 4. And 4 means 5 in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford, where you'll get your major brand appliance needs handled at your budget. That's K&B Refrigeration of Medford, or find them in Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips. This hour is all about football, starting with a look at the move the Packers made last night, breaking a 23-year streak in the best of ways. Then later this hour, a look wider across the league at the new landscape after round one, as we head into round two and three this evening, 4 through 7 tomorrow of that NFL draft down in Green Bay. Like I said, though, 5 in a row comes first. There's 4 more a coming. Here's Kane Brown on 98Q. Good as you.
See the way you're taking care of your mom, the way you're taking care of me. The way you light up any room, girl, you're what this world should be. Tomorrow, tonight, the rest of my life, I wanna be the man you want me to be. So starting right now, girl, tell me everything you need. I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed and never leave. I love you left unsaid. It might take 100 lifetimes to do, but baby, I just wanna be good as you. Girl, you're more than just a surface. Yeah, you got the heart of gold. So when it comes to loving you, baby, now it'll never get old. Tomorrow, tonight, the rest of my life, I wanna be the man you want me to be. So starting right now, girl, tell me everything you need. I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed. Never leave, I love you left unsaid. It might take 100 lifetimes to do, take 100 lifetimes to do, but baby, I just wanna be good as you.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might mean. kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Can
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
To watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking. And I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing. And I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody is gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a foolhardy man. Yeah, you're the kind of man,
you're the kind
a woman thinks she can change, but the only thing changing is my way. Give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Joe DiMessina, 98Q, Foolhardy Man, number 5 of 5 in a row from K&B Refrigeration. So the Packers did the thing last night, and boy, did they have to. I'm so glad that the team recognized that this was their opportunity to address the largest need that's going to occur next season, at least on offense, which is going to be that we can't beat man coverage. Mostly because Christian Watson's going to be down for the first 8 to 12 weeks of the season. So, with Jaden Reed seemingly incapable of winning contested jump catches and Romeo Doubs not capable of doing it all on his own, get Dontavian Wicks out of there. I'd rather give Bo Melton a shot, or now Mecole Hardman. Get somebody like that on the field, someone with a little bit of experience and at least some speed. Honestly, put both Mecole Hardman and Matthew Golden on the field. Last night's first-round selection by the Packers, first wide receiver in the first round in 23 years. That's a lot of speed suddenly on the field. Jaden Reed is fast enough to make a difference with those two other guys there too. And even Dontavian Wicks should be able to manage some separation if he can just soften his hands a little bit. Tell you what, if Dontavian Wicks gets rid of half of his drops, suddenly we've got one wicked wide receiver core, even without Christian Watson yet on the field. But, oh man... Otherwise, I worry without Wicks, I don't know that Malik Heath or Bo Melton can fill the four role. We've got Romeo Doubs, we've got Jaden Reed, we've got Matthew Golden, and we've got somebody. It's going to either be Wicks, Heath. I don't think it's going to be Melton. And Hardman is more likely now. So I maybe bump Wicks off already. I'm super curious how many wide receivers we take. I think that'll be one of the bigger questions. Last year, I believe it was seven wide receivers, and even six is a high number for some teams. How many wide receivers will be on the Packers roster next season? The real version of that question that I want answered is what happens with Dontayvion Wicks. Suffice to say, though, I think a lot of us are super happy because we needed a receiver and we needed one who could unlock a method by which the team can beat man coverage. I think we've got that. And I think the speed, that 4.29 40 speed, hopefully it translates well to the NFL field, because if it does, that opens up things for Josh Jacobs, that opens up things for Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgraves. Like, this is a potential awesome addition. I am excited in that relaxed way. It wasn't Emeka Egbuka. He was taken a couple picks before by the Buccaneers, but that Golden was still available was both awesome and not quite surprising. Pretty solid crop of receivers in the first round. And more to come in later rounds, too. I expect a lot of skill position players over the next couple rounds. That said, I expect the Packers might start looking over at defense. We'll save that for the other half of the hour, though. First, four in a row for you. Four of your favorite songs. It might be a six-pack, but I need time to talk about football. So four country songs coming right up on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Larson crashes in Indy. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Welcome to more. Green flag is in. More action. More awesome. More smoke. More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to Pocono, June 20th through the 22nd. Get your tickets now at PoconoRaceway.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Kyle Larson's quest to race his second consecutive Indianapolis 500 next month saw a hiccup yesterday in day two of testing following an early morning crash in his HendrickCars.com Aero McLaren Chevrolet. Larson caught the wall off turn one, lost his steering, and ended up in the turn two wall. He'll run the Indy 500 on Sunday, May 25th, hours before the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in his NASCAR Cup car. And the NASCAR Cup Series heads to Talladega Super Speedway this weekend for Sunday's Jack Links 500. Our airtime is set for 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osea Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osea Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osea Wealth.
We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway in Fifield, and Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab, but we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good things happening for the month of April. We're going to team up with Catkins. We're going to be a drop-off site. If there's any pet food that you have or any supplies, come on down. We have a tub there right when you open the door. You can put all your stuff right there.
And a donation will be made from every vehicle purchased in the month of April. And we have a little rotating Viv the dog discount going on this month too, right?
Well, not the live dog, Viv, okay? But we have a stuffed animal that looks like Viv. Annie, make sure you're driving a lot to see exactly where Viv's at. You get $500 off the purchase of that vehicle.
All right. If Viv is in the car, you get $500 off. Great low-mileage vehicles. The lot is jam-packed there with whatever vehicle they're looking for, from the smallest to the big truck, right, Pete?
Joel, we don't have a better selection than right now. Three-quarter tons, half-tons, minivans, SUVs, cars. Right now, spring is coming up. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com and make sure you take advantage of these great savings. Every vehicle is priced to sell. Give us a call, 762-2467, and I'm going to 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. And Joel, give to a great organization of Catkins for the month of April.
And they're off. Join the biggest Kentucky Derby Day celebration around at the Hooves of Joy Derby Day fundraiser, May 3rd from 10 to 6 p.m. at the Neighborly Bar on Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. Everyone's welcome for games, basket raffles, drawings, and the popular Ladies Derby Hat Contest. For a chance to win a beautiful horse or $10,000 cash, purchase a $100 raffle ticket now at www.hechoovesofjoy.com. Need not be present to win. All proceeds support Hooves of Joy, defying disabilities through horsemanship, one goal at a time.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a nice day with a high in the low 60s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, maybe a shower late, high upper 50s to 60. There could be some strong storms Monday.
Right now it's 43.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fighting in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops. Where I come from,
tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He made his bands without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd, yeah.
Montgomery Gentry on 98Q, singing about where I come from. I've got three more here for you. Brad Paisley, Florida Georgia Line, and then Josh Turner before we dive into the rest of the league. Just a brief look at some of the major moves, like what the heck the Jaguars were thinking and whether it might be the perfect move. We'll have to see. Here's This Is Country Music on 98Q Country.
You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you. Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it. Echo of your mother on the phone, crying as she tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending
the old red, white, and blue. This is country music, and we do. So turn it on. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, dog. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by morning. This is country music. Stand by your man. This is country music. Country boy can survive. This is country.
98 Q Country.
Dancing.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
Josh Turner on 98Q Country, Long Black Train. Four in a row in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour. So if you didn't watch the draft last night, I don't blame you one bit. It was honestly the first year I paid this much attention, and it's not just because it was in Green Bay, it's because I've been more heavily involved in football these last 2 years or so, about a year and a half since I started here at 98Q, than ever before. So it made sense within my timeline to be more heavily involved in the happenings of the draft today. I totally get if that wasn't the case. So the major stories, of course, Shedeur Sanders slid out of the first round, but he didn't slide out of the first round. That phrase implies that somebody ever planned to take him in the first round, which clearly they didn't, since every team made a pick last night, including quarterback-needy teams, or seemingly quarterback-needy teams, like the Saints. Rumor was Saints, Sanders, all day long. Well, whoever picks him is going to pick him no earlier than the second round. So all that hype. And by the way, Jackson Dart got picked. So the idea that Ward and Sanders were 1A and 1B wasn't very popular, but the idea that Ward and Sanders were 1 and 2? Maybe. Well, it looks more like Ward and Dart, though it was the Giants, and Dart has been added to a room already comprised of Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. So the Giants are definitely on my dark horse list for next season. At the very top of that list, the Jaguars, who gave up next year's first-round pick in order to move up just a few picks and guarantee that Travis Hunter would be available. They moved up from 5 to 2 and then gave that number 5 to the Browns. The Browns doing the most competent thing I've seen them ever do. They dropped down to 5, which still got them Mason Graham, Michigan defensive tackle, unanimous All-American last season, Rose Bowl defensive MVP. Between him and Myles Garrett, Cleveland's defensive line alone is better than some teams are in total. So that's going to be just terrifying. But then their offense is currently led by one of either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett. So we're breaking even at best. The Travis Hunter to Jacksonville move, I think, and online commenters agree, I think this is Jacksonville saying, Trevor Lawrence, you better prove it. You've got Brian Thomas Jr. Now you've got Travis Hunter, who apparently is going to start at receiver and ease into quarterback, according to the team earlier today. If you can't get it done as Trevor Lawrence, you can't get it done. So I think that's what the Jaguars are doing. They're betting on their future while simultaneously seeing if what they've got is their future. Setting that, lining the nest, and then see if Trevor will lay an egg. That's a look at some of what happened yesterday. Don't worry, who picked who really doesn't matter too much unless you care about it, in which case you probably know about it anyway. The major move, though, was the Jaguars and the Browns. The Browns looked pretty competent. The Titans surprised nobody. The Packers picked a receiver in the first round for the first time since 2002. Let's get back to that country music and to the 5 o'clock hour, top of the hour news, weather, and sports at 5 on 98Q.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Get ready for the 2025 fishing season at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. Now through May 3rd, save 25% on all your fishing rods and reels from Daiwa and Zebco, lures from Rapala, MEPS, MC, and others, line from Berkeley, Suffix, and Vicious, fillet knives from Rapala and True Knives, plus a full line of boating supplies, personal flotation devices, and live bait. The Bader's team wishes everyone a safe and enjoyable fishing season. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains April 25th through the 28th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure paint it. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them.
Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A rally in Milwaukee after a county judge was arrested by the FBI for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant evade arrest.
We stand united against all politically motivated attacks on the judiciary and on Americans standing for justice.
The judge's lawyer says she looks forward to being exonerated. Attorney General Pam Bondi telling ABC News,
"We do believe in the rule of law, and not even a judge is above the law."
A former Doña County, New Mexico District Judge Joel Cano arrested along with his wife, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on their property. Cano denies knowing they were part of a gang. President Trump saying trade deals have been made, but giving no details. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Bottom line is that not a single trade deal has been announced, despite the president saying that he's made 200 trade deals, and despite the fact that there are only 195 countries in the world.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Thursday, May 1st at noon, the Price County Highway Department has announced that the seasonal weight limits on all Price County highways will be expiring. Weight limit restrictions will remain in place for County Highway D, Schwamigan Drive to Stavler Road. This notice only applies to county highways, and they advise that you please contact the maintaining municipality for information regarding other weight restrictions. Also on Thursday, May 1st at noon, Ashland County has announced that they will be lifting their seasonal weight limits as well. Once again, Thursday, May 1st at noon.